time to talk about politics with Mark Caputo, formerly of the Herald and Politico, and now a national political reporter for NBC News. Follow him on Twitter at Mark A. Caputo. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning. How are you, Jimmy?
I'm doing all right, thanks. First, the president had alienated some of his base on the extreme left, moderates, African Americans. This week, you write about how now he's making Puerto Ricans mad. What did he do to them?
Well, the governor of Puerto Rico, who's a Democrat, the resident commissioner, who's a Republican, and a congressman from Central Florida, Darren Soto, the first congressman from Florida of Puerto Rican descent, they all had like a consensus pick for an open federal judicial appointment that they wanted Biden to make, or at least consider. And Biden's White House has not only not vetted her, they've sent the signal that this pick is not even going to be considered. Now, there are other picks, and we don't quite know the name, so we're not at liberty to say who they are, that the Puerto Rico governor, Pedro Pierluisi, and others want. And so far, they feel that the White House has stiff-armed them. And, you know, in their view, it's like, look, you know, and one of the people I spoke to was the state senator from Puerto Rico, a guy named Carmelo Rios, who was the campaign co-chairman of Biden's Democratic primary campaign in Puerto Rico. He said, look, you know, we helped you out. We did these things for you. You know, like we're of the same party. And yet not only are you not counting the governor's judicial picks, they're also a little miffed that Biden hasn't moved forward more aggressively on promoting statehood for Puerto Rico, which is something that years ago he was very strong on, but then slowly started to get a little weaker on because in Democratic politics, the pro-statehood group has a little less influence than the pro-independence, a minority in Puerto Rico, and though a minority stateside, the pro-independence folks are strong progressives. And so there's another kind of lens with which to analyze this kind of dispute or conflict. Is, you know, one of the things you've heard about the Biden White House is it's far more left, far more progressive than Biden the candidate or Biden the campaign. And so you're seeing that play out a little behind the scenes here as well. It's very complicated stuff, these different layers of complexity.
At least he didn't toss them bottles of water after a hurricane, you know?
He didn't throw paper towel. No paper towel.
Paper towel.
Yeah. Water could hurt, man.
I'm just saying, you know, I mean, let's get down to brass tacks here. Hey, another story you wrote about this week was about Florida Republicans' effort to crack down on critical race theory, and it's already affecting education. How's it doing that?
Right. Well, there's a professor from Flagler College, a guy named Michael Butler, and he was supposed to give a lecture to teachers in Osceola County, you know, near Orlando, about what's called the long civil rights movement, which is the idea that the civil rights movement really began after Reconstruction and still continued on past the death of Martin Luther King. And he got a note. He was informed before his Saturday lecture, this last Wednesday, 8 days ago, that, hey, look, you can't come, you can't give this lecture. And they mentioned the Osceola County school administrators, the superintendent, critical race theory. Like, look, there's a lot of debate and controversy over critical race theory, and like, basically, we don't think this is the time. So they, you know, talk about cancel culture. He got his lecture canceled. Now, he blames the quote culture of fear, climate of fear, created by DeSantis and Republican lawmakers over, you know, critical race theory because his lecture had nothing to do with it. DeSantis people are saying, look, we had nothing to do with this. You know, what we're trying to crack down on is essentially some of the excesses of what is commonly kind of called anti-racism training. So, you know, you have a bunch of people kind of anticipating what everyone else is saying, and in the middle, you've got teachers and guys like this Flagler College professor who wind up getting their speech canceled. Mm-hmm.
Finally, there appears to be an update, or at least Matt Gaetz. Some people took plea deals involving this case.
Yeah, well, so the Matt Gaetz case has got a lot of characters in it. So a guy named Joe Ellicott, a.k.a. Big Joe, you can imagine how big he is to get that nickname, who is a friend of Joel Greenberg, the now disgraced, incarcerated former Seminole County tax collector. That guy pleaded guilty to helping Joel Greenberg on some of his fraud schemes relating to when he was a tax collector. Now, he struck a plea agreement with prosecutors, as has Joel Greenberg, because prosecutors ultimately want to bust Matt Gaetz on the crime of allegedly sex trafficking a minor. And, you know, it's kind of it's not as much of a major development as what I had reported earlier in the month when Greenberg's when Gaines's Ekman agreed to testify before the grand jury, because, you know, she has sort of a real potential knowledge and could come across as a credible witness. This guy, Joe Ellicott, not so credible, but nevertheless, if you build enough of a case as a prosecutor with enough witnesses, I mean, you know, no one's perfect. Like, eventually the dam is going to break. So it's starting to look like, and then let me just preface that, starting to look like, appear, that the chances of Gates getting indicted are looking likelier than unlikely.
Mark, from my growing up, I've always learned that someone with a nickname generally didn't have a lot of credibility. You know what I mean? it's just the way it works.
So don't call me Big Mark then, okay? I'm not.
That's right. I used to go to a bar back in my hometown. It was the biggest guy I've ever seen. And I played a lot of football with a lot of big people. And the name of the bar, it was his, was called Tiny. Tiny's. So,
There you go.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Well, hey, man, thanks a lot.
Best of luck. NBC News, where you can find them.